Hi, I'm here with Neil Packham today, the Citizens Theatre Community Drama Director, and he runs the Citizens Young Co, who've been out this week working on a project called Voices from the Holocaust. So, Neil, do you want to tell us a wee bit about this project and how it came about?
Well, we were very privileged to have been asked by Alison Logan from Sense Over Sectarianism to create an event for Holocaust Memorial Day, which is the 27th of January. And this year it'll be 65 years since the liberation of Auschwitz, which is on the day of the 27th of January. And we were asked to create a 20-minute piece that would be appropriate to take into schools. We were visited this week, we've just finished visiting 10 schools within Glasgow, and we've played to over 1,000 young people this week, which I think is quite amazing, and it's not even the end of January.
Okay.
And in the 10 different schools, we've performed it to first years up until sixth year. So there's been a really broad spectrum of audience who have seen this piece of theatre, which is created around testimony of Holocaust survivors. Some of them are people that have been in, were in Auschwitz, but were these are genuine survivors' testimony.
Okay.
And we worked for a week trying to find the right bits of testimony, and eventually collated this 20 minutes together, which we've performed.
So has that been quite a hard process, kind of choosing the extracts and actually putting it together as a solid whole, as
that
it were?
Bit was really difficult. It was really hard because we actually selected the young people from the people from the young company actually had a large part in collating the stories. But it was very hard when we had to reject stories.
Mm-hmm.
That felt very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the cheeriest of processes.
No.
At the end of the day, we'd have to do something funny to kind of bring ourselves back to normal because the stories are so harrowing. But it's clear this week that it's had a really amazing effect on the young people that have seen it. And after the performance, they get a chance to give some feedback and for a bit of a question and answers session. But one of the things about this that we think is really special is that it's young people performing to their peers, mm-hmm. to people of their, of mm-hmm. similar ages. And we've been asking that question as we've been going around, that do you think this is more effective?
Mm-hmm.
And the response has been yes, that if you're enthusiastic about it, then we understand it better and we get enthusiastic about it and more intrigued in the subject matter.
Okay, and this is the second time that Young Co have toured, isn't that right?
It is, yeah, and we toured with a play Blackout earlier on, well, two years ago now. So it's great to have this opportunity to give a small group from the Young Company a kind of a professional experience,
mm-hmm.
which is also part of the project,
mm-hmm.
in that it gives four people a chance to see what it's like to tour schools and to work on something where there's just four of them rather than 20.
Mm-hmm. So, as well as the school's performances, they're doing a couple of performances for other groups as well, is that right?
We've got three more performances left. We've got one at Glasgow Film Theatre on Sunday afternoon, and then at the City Chambers on Tuesday, which is the Holocaust Memorial Day within Glasgow. And then we come back to the theatre to do a performance in the Circle Studio. But this year, the theme is Legacy of Hope. Every year it has a particular theme. So this year it's Legacy of Hope. And we hope that our piece kind of projects that, follows that ethos.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Helen.